This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Welcome back in, everybody, as we kick off the second hour here on this beautiful Thursday morning. Longshore McKnight getting you ready for Mother's Day. That's why we're at Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, set up here live this morning. You better believe we're open, ready to go. Come on by if you're just dropping the kids off to school, or maybe heading to work and don't have to be there for a little while, or maybe you're getting off on the third shift, whatever it might be.
Whatever.
Come by and see us here at Marguerite's, because you do not want to forget about Mom on Sunday.
It's Marguerite's at the Shops at Cornerstone, Vaughn and Taylor Roads on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline, Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com here in the, now the second week, the second Thursday of May. Rodney, good morning. How you doing?
Barry, John, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing very, very well. What's in Tuscaloosa is the feeling? Alabama baseball, they beat Grambling the other day. They've won four games in a row. Of course, winning three at Auburn was just a shocker, no matter how you slice it. Has this program under Greg Goff very early on, do you think it's turned a corner?
Well, I think everybody's hoping it has. the truth is, I do think that those three wins down there, the sweep at Auburn, obviously, like you said, it was a shocker, and I think, you know, a lot of people are hoping that that's something that may be the impetus to kind of turn the program around in the right direction. And, you know, I say this, John and Barry, I don't know how you guys feel. I know there's a lot of experts out there on Tider Insider for sure. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of complaining about the baseball program under Greg Goff here this year. But I really don't know how you fairly evaluate or analyze a guy in his first year. He just, you know, kind of got here. He hasn't really had an opportunity to implement his program, get his players in here. And so I'm really kind of confused on how you do that. But, you know, like you said, Barry, I do think that the Auburn going down there and sweeping them is certainly was really a big deal for them this season.
I want to make sure I describe this the right way. I've used the wrong verbiage and adjectives over the week. Is it the most devastating loss in Auburn athletic history, Barry? I want to make sure I phrase this correctly.
One of the most disastrous.
Disastrous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, would you think that, Rodney, what was sweeping Auburn last weekend in baseball, knowing where Auburn was ranked, knowing Alabama, one of the worst teams in the SEC, of course, I came up with some football games that might have been a little bit more disastrous, but where would you rank that series last weekend?
I haven't really thought about that. I know that obviously Auburn, you know, has their best team, like you guys said, from what, since 1979? This is the best team they've had. I really don't know. I guess it depends on how, you know, they end up finishing out. I mean, I probably, like you said, there's probably a lot of football losses that are certainly a lot more, quote-unquote, devastating than this. I mean, was there anything worse for Auburn maybe than 1980, was it 84? 17-15 when they lost to Alabama. Think about this. They went in 82 and 83, so that's two in a row. And they should have won easily in 84, which would have given them three in a row. That's a huge loss for them. So, I mean, again, I know we're really kind of comparing different stuff here, but I don't really see how this is that significant overall.
Rodney Orr is with us, TiderInsider.com. I want to ask about the current roster, the two deep for the Alabama football team, and I want to try to ask it in a different way, not who's the best player or who's the most impactful player, but knowing what you know and seeing what you've seen on this roster right now, now that we are done with this past year's NFL draft, on this roster right now, who strikes you as probably being the best long-term professional football player that's currently on Alabama's roster?
I should have thought of that one in advance, I guess.
Well, I will tell you what I think, and see if you disagree.
Yeah.
But I, I, I'm the only reason why I'm not sure about this guy is I'm not sure what position he plays. But I remember the first time you brought up the name Minkah Fitzpatrick whenever he came in as a true freshman. I remember you said, watch out for this guy because he's turning heads already and he's just been on campus.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think certainly Minkah is right there among those guys currently. I'm thinking maybe overall, I don't really know, you know, when you start talking about some of the younger guys, that's what I was kind of trying to shuffle through. I think for next year, you know, obviously Ridley, Minkah, and De'Ron Payne are, you know, I really think De'Ron Payne has a chance to be as good as any defensive lineman that's come through here. When you look at his size and his ability, his physical ability, his ability to move, and his strength is through the roof. So I think De'Ron Payne has a chance to be as good as any defensive lineman that's come through here. Obviously, that's saying something. I think Minkah Fitzpatrick, Calvin Ridley, next year will be expected to be a really high draft pick. I mean, you start looking at some of the – you know, I know this sounds crazy. I don't think this in terms of, you know, when you start thinking about Julio Jones and Amari Cooper, but there's some whispers right now that Jerry Jeudy, the true freshman wide receiver – is going to push to be, you know, right there in that category.
I've heard some people of the same.
Actually, John, some people are saying here the best here ever. I'm not ready to even come close to that. I mean, when you're talking about Julio Jones, and I mean, this guy hadn't even really played in the game yet.
Well, you know, Rodney, the only way Jerry Jeudy is going to be in the same conversation with Julio Jones is if he's a quality downfield blocker. I mean, we all know that, Barry. I mean, you can run a route.
I'm not buying it.
You can catch
I'm
a pass, but you got to be able to be a great downfield blocker. Barry's still shaking his head, Rodney. I forgot what game it was, but Julio's pile driving some guy down the field, and I'm saying, come on the show Monday. I said, Barry, the guy's an unbelievable downfield blocker. He went, what?
That's like saying Cindy Crawford has a really nice mole on the side of her face.
I mean, the guy's got a downfield block, then I'll be sold.
Yeah. But I've been hearing stuff about Jerry Jeudy as well. And, man, that's pretty high accolades for a guy that, played a spring game?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, again, I don't want to go. I'm just kind of saying what's kind of behind the scenes. People are whispering or whatever. I'm not sure Nick Saban's whispering anything like that. But, you know, again, you just start talking about long range. It's kind of hard to project with some of these younger guys. I do know that, you know, that Najee Harris is another guy that, you know, there's a lot of heads have been turned by what he did this spring and what his potential is.
Interested in your thoughts about this, Rodney Ortider, Insider.com. A new early signing period the week before Christmas, 3 days where they can sign in December if they want to instead of waiting to February. Is this a seismic occurrence that will change the landscape of college football recruiting? Or is it just a thing? What's the upshot of all of that, Rodney?
Well, I think we'll find out in time, you know, exactly what this eventually means overall. But, you know, I kind of look at this thing and I say it's, you know, you're speeding up the process a little bit. I mean, obviously it's going to put the coaching staffs in terms of making some evaluations and final decisions on, you know, who they're going to take. Might push that up a little bit in some situations. Also think this, I think when you look at whether it's Alabama or whoever it is playing in the SEC championship game, you know, generally you win that game, you're probably going to the playoffs. That's a lot to have right there in that time frame. You're trying to prepare for, you know, your upcoming games or game for that could win you a national championship, whatever it might be. And, you know, you've got to deal with now you've got a signing day, basically a signing period, 3 days, where, you know, you're going to have to, you know, certainly it's a key recruiting point. And I think that's going to put some schools at disadvantages in some ways. So I really kind of, you know, I'm not really sure about it. But I guess the first thing we'll have to do is kind of experience it for a time or two and see how it you know, see what the results are, see how we kind of you know, feel about it after that.
And the dates are like December 20th.
I want to say 20th through the 23rd, which December 23rd, that's a symbolic, highly important
sure,
day.
Sure, there's already too much going on that day anyway. That's an interesting time of year, though, Rodney. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, right before Christmas, and everybody's into that, you know, the Christmas festivities, and, you know, you got some of these worthless, lame bowl games going on, and why then? I just find, you know, why, I don't know, like maybe right after the SEC championship game to me would be a better time to do it.
Yeah, I kind of thought it would be, you know, that SEC championship game is usually, what, the first Saturday in December. So I kind of felt like it might be, you know, shortly after that. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I you know, with all these championship games that are going on at that time, maybe they wanted to back it up. You know, I think the junior college signing period had generally been like around December the 15th, somewhere in there.
Correct.
So now they've even, you know, backed it up a week. So that, like you said, it puts it right there on the front doorstep of Christmas. It's kind of an odd deal. You guys probably remember this. Back in the day, you know, the late 70s, maybe even to the early 80s, they used to have the SEC signing period where, you know, guys could sign SEC letters of intent. At that time, of course, they were free to sign with other schools. Kind of reminds me of that a little bit from the timing standpoint.
Yeah, that
I do remember. Yeah,
yeah, I vaguely remember that as well. Rodney, and obviously here, middle of May, June, it's kind of a slow time. School's out. What will be going on football-wise? I know Coach Saban's going to be in Birmingham next week for the senior PGA event at Greystone, and I'm not sure he even makes the rounds on the Crimson Caravan or things of that that anymore. So what actually will be going on?
Well, right now there's the spring evaluation period where, you know, you have your coaches out on the road evaluating prospects, not only for this upcoming class, but, you know, future classes as well. And, you know, the players generally at this point, after, you know, an off season of winter workouts, are generally pretty difficult, and then spring practice, they get time off to kind of rest their bodies and allow themselves to recuperate a little bit from the season, then the off season, then the spring football. So that's really what this period is for right now, where we are. And then as we move into June, that's when all the camps start. You know, they have like two or three camps or three or four camps in June. Then you move into July, and they continue those camps. Mm-hmm. And the players at those times are obviously started summer workouts. So most of the incoming players that aren't already here will be here on May 29th. And then SEC Media Days, and then you know what it is from there. I mean, it's just kind of once they hit SEC Media Days, it seems like it's just kind of the ball gets rolling and we're kind of off to the races.
Nobody does a better job of covering it all concerning the University of Alabama than Tider Insider, Rodney Orr with us. Rodney, how do people get all the information you provide?
Well, Barry, I appreciate it. It's TiderInsider.com. It's only $48 a year. You can get instant access right now with your credit card, or if you prefer, there's an address there where you can send a check. And that gives you access to all our premium information as well as, you know, our forums where there's a constant flow of communication there among Alabama fans. So, yeah, like I've said before, it really seems to never stop there on Tider Insider.
It certainly does not. Great information right there at your fingertips. Rodney, as always, my friend, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, John and Barry. Take care.
Yes, sir. On our Dreamland of Barbecue.